Safety and Sustainability and Wellness to order on Friday, May 8th, 2026 at 4:05 p.m. in the Joe Kelly Student Union, room 317 and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? It was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, and at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, I have Senator Castro and Benavente on the Zoom. And so we can move forward. Moving on to agenda number 3, land acknowledgement. We recognize that the University of Nevada, Reno sits on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Wazoo, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, and Nuwu Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda number 4, roll call. The secretary will now list the roll.
Chair Barris.
Present.
Senator Anderson.
Absence excused.
Senator Benavente.
Present on Zoom.
Present.
Senator Castro.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Espinoza.
Present.
Senator Saporito.
Present.
Senator Potter.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Williams.
Present.
Senator Zuniga.
Absence unexcused.
A quorum is present.
Perfect, thank you. Moving on to agenda 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, we'll be moving on to agenda 6, adoption of minutes. There's no minutes to be approved at this time. Agenda 7, reports. So I know we just have, this is our first committee meeting, so I'm not expecting you guys to have any reports, but I'm going to open up to any senator who would like to give a report at this time. If not, then we could just move forward. Any senators with reports? Wonderful. Director Cook, do you have a report for sustainability
today? Yes. Okay. Hi, guys. Hello. I'm Kendra. I think most of you know me, but I just got elected as Director of Sustainability and I'm elected as appointed. So, yay. We did have an event today called Trees for Degrees. That went well. We planted a cedar tree. It was super cute. There will be photos coming on the Insta in a couple days, so keep an eye out for that. But yeah, I just want to make a connection early with the SSW committee because you guys support us. And I just like to highlight in the future, what we're really looking for from you guys is to tell people about our events, to attend if you can. And then if you come, please take a picture for us, because we're really bad at that. And then yeah, if you could just share it with your constituents, some of you do weekly emails or just have an Instagram account, so you can post that. And, yeah. And then specifically for Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness Week, which is held in March, I'm thinking of having a conversation with you guys and really follow what specific events you want to host as the committee for that week. So that's all I have for now. Any questions?
Any questions for Director Cook? Yeah, it's really important that we take on some programming this year. Last year we were able to plan one event for SSW week and one event for Safety Week. So I want to keep that moving forward and maybe even plan more, even having our separate events. Should be pretty exciting. And then Director Brown for Wellness is absent today, so we'll be hearing a report from her on probably during the summer, since I'm planning to agendize during the summer, and you guys will get a webinar for that. All right, moving on to agenda 8, old business. There's no old business to be discussed at this time. Moving on to agenda item 9, new business. So under subsection A, the vice chair elections, we're going to be nominating a vice chair today. So you'll give 3 minutes for presentation, 3 minutes of questions, and then unlimited debate. No one sent me in a presentation to be vice chair of Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. So if I'm going to open up the floor now for nominations, if anyone's interested, you can nominate yourself or you can nominate someone else on the committee. But if you're interested in running for vice chair, I'm now opening the floor for nominations. Senator Saporito.
Yeah. I move to nominate myself for the vice chair position through unanimous consent.
Senator Saporito, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah.
Perfect. Any other nominations at this time? Already, nominations are now closed. Senator Saporito, you'll have 3 minutes to present. We'll have 3 minutes of questions and then unlimited debate. I will go ahead and let you take the floor to present.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, I'm not sitting there. Okay. Hey guys, Senator Saporito here. I'm currently the chair of the Special Committee on Food Insecurity. Okay, Zoom. Qualifications, I didn't want to run because I wanted to push other senators, new senators, the opportunity to get this position. That being said, I think I still am qualified for this position, for the Special Committee, since it was the first one we had. the first session we have, right? It was expected, like, we didn't have secretaries for the committee. So, like, all of our meetings, like, we wrote down the minutes ourselves, we put it on the ASUM public notice website, made sure the meeting by like novel in case, you know, Aaron Ford wanted to sue us. So I'm good with writing minutes. I like to say, I think I have a good relation with the Department of Sustainability. So, thank you. Yeah. For the record, Director Cook said she agrees with that.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's my presentation. That's pretty much everything. Thank you.
Wonderful. Any questions for Senator Saporito at this time? No questions? All right, we'll be going into a debate. You're welcome to stay in the room, but you're also welcome to leave if you'd like. I'm going to open up the floor now for some debate, if you guys would like to debate on the presentation we just saw. Opening up to Zoom as well, if you guys would like to throw your hands in there. All right, seeing no debate, all those in favor of having Senator Saporito as the Vice Chair of the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, please say so by saying aye.
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 All those non-favor say nay. Or any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, with that, Alexander is now the new Vice Chair.
Oh.
Congratulations, Senator Saporito.
Thanks.
Vice Chair Saporito, I should say. All righty, now that we have elected a Vice Chair, we'll be moving on to subsection B, which is SR 93, a resolution in support of National Youth HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. So I was the author on this piece, if you guys want to take a look at the agenda. Unfortunately, I don't believe that we should move forward with this piece today, and I will go ahead and list my reasons for that. Although I do believe that this piece is super important and that we need to have some sort of support for an actual day of awareness like this, I wanted to do more with it, and I wanted to actually add a addition to our Senate rules that states that the Committee on SSW must plan some kind of awareness day or event that supports the programming and overall support of National Youth HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. And originally I was going to do a substitution amendment through committee to make sure that we could pass it through. But Speaker Issa and I both agreed that that would be confusing to the new senators in the committee of SSW. So he suggested I just rewrite the whole piece and send it in for first reading another time. So with that, I'm hoping tonight that we do not vote on this piece and that it will be killed. And then I will rewrite it, and it will be in a much better form and a much better version of what it currently stands. Although it's great because I wrote it, but I do believe it can be more. So with that, any questions for me, the author? Alrighty. Seeing no questions, we'll be moving on to a debate. Is there any debate on SR 94? Alrighty, we're going to take it to a vote. I am seeking a motion to favorably recommend SR 94, a resolution in support of National Youth HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. Alrighty. Okay, I'm actually going to do this a different way. Okay, I'm seeking a motion to table SR 94, a resolution in support of National Youth HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, indefinitely, through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Tasha. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Williams. With that, that piece is indefinitely tabled. All right, thanks guys. You guys will probably see that during the summer when I read it. Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 10, miscellaneous business. We're gonna be going into our liaison assignments. So I'm hoping you guys have had taken the time to look over our liaison assignments and see what kind of liaisons there are. For those of you who don't know, we have Facility Services, Nevada Cares, University Police Services, the Fitness Center, Counseling Services, Title IX Office, Campus Dining, the Student Health Center, and University Housing. So the correct language to place yourself on a liaison is I move to place myself on the liaison position of blank through unanimous consent. And so I'm gonna open up the floor for you guys, and I'll take whatever liaison position is open. So does anyone want to put themselves on a liaison position? All of you guys have to put up, so you have to do it eventually, but who wants to go first?
I would like to.
Okay, Senator Castro.
I motion to appoint myself to liaison for the Office of Title IX through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Williams. Is there any dissent? All right, with that, you've been placed on that liaison position. would like to go next?
Hi,
Senator Benavente.
I move to place myself on the liaison position of fitness center through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Williams. Is there any dissent? All right, with that, you've been placed on that liaison position. Senator Williams.
I move to place myself on the liaison position of the Nevada Care Center.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Espinoza. Is there any dissent? Ready with that, you will place on that liaison position. Great, once more. Senator Saperito.
I move to place myself on the liaison position of University Police Services, student and consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Espinoza. Is there any dissent? Right, with that, you've been placed on that liaison position. I think we have one more. Senator Espinoza.
I move to place myself on the liaison for counseling services through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Williams. Is there any dissent? Already seeing none, you've been placed on that liaison position. Alrighty, so everyone present has placed themselves on that liaison position. Please, please, please reach out by the end of next week to your liaison positions. I'm gonna go ahead and do my due diligence and make sure I reach out to the ones that are currently vacant. So that will be facility services, campus dining, the student health center, and university housing. I'll go ahead and reach out to them individually to make sure that that connection is not lost from the 93rd. And yeah. And then of course our senators who are absent today will have to place themselves on a committee during the summer. So, ready with that?
Point of information, sorry.
Yes.
My fault. Is SSW full?
SSW is not full.
Okay.
Alrighty. We'll be moving on to agenda item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Alright, seeing none, we'll be moving on to agenda item 12, adjournment. I adjourned the committee on SSW on Friday, May 8th, 2026 at 4:17 p.m. in the Joe Coley Student Union, room 317, and on Zoom.